Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. My next guest is an Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian who currently plays Christine Baskets on the hit FX show Baskets, starring Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, here you go, my water.
Oh, thank you. DeSante.
Yo, everybody enjoy that, because DeSante, they give us tons of free water now. Yeah, Mom, and they sponsor our DJ tent, which holds 800 people. We packed it last night. DeSante has really enhanced our brand. We even opened up for the Chemical Brothers.
I read an article about them, the Chemical Brothers. They used a rapper called Q-Tip.
Yeah.
What a cute name. Do you love this?
Yeah.
Is this imported?
No, it's distilled and remineralized.
It has robustness for water. You don't expect it. And then,
yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about Louie Anderson. Louie's star turn as Chippendale's passive-aggressive loving mother earned Louie an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor. But it wasn't his first Emmy. He's a three-time Emmy Award winner for his great animated show Life with Louie. Louie's going to be at the City Winery in the West Loop this Sunday performing two stand-up shows, something that he's been doing since his days back in Minneapolis in 1981. Louie Anderson, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Justin. How are you?
I'm great. It's a pleasure. We are big Baskets fans. We've had a lot of the people on. Martha Kelly was on the show, some of the writers as well.
I love Martha.
When you accepted the award for the Emmy, you talked about channeling your mother. This was a role that you know much about. Talk about her. Talk about where the character comes from.
Well, you know, my mom raised 11 children in St. Paul, Minnesota, projects. My dad was an alcoholic, and my mom was a mother hen, you know. She doted on us and tried to make up for what my dad wasn't able to provide. And she was funny and quirky and clever and absurd and, you know, kind of a little crazy. I think, you know, in the Midwest, I have a theory that when you're in the house for 9 months, you go a little crazy.
Yeah, right.
You know, you turn it, you kind of become a wacky person. I mean, so I tried to steal all the nuances that I could and all the good things about, you know, what she did and also, you know, all this, the stuff she confused us with, you know.
For you, how much of the balance is taking some of those traits from your mother and bringing them to the script, bringing them to the show Baskets, and how much of it is actually influencing the script and talking with the writers and being a part of creating this character and making it Christine Baskets?
Well, I mean, you need the script. She's Chip's mother. They live in Bakersfield. She has two sets of twins. And the thing behind it is, I think it's a mix, but it is based in real, you know, like if there's a problem, you know, I try to think, how would my mom do it?
Hmm.
How would she react to it? But the script's there, and I try to give it, you know, the authenticity of the script, but also if something I think could be ad-libbed better, Jonathan is very generous and allows me to ad-lib it.
We talked with Martha Kelly on the program, and she talked about, you know, being nervous about improvisation and working with you and with Zach and others on the set. But she talked about how you guys have been so protective but also nurturing as comedians, as improvisers, of helping her get through it. Talk about how much you bring to the table when it comes to improvisation.
Well, for me, you know, like I have always tried to do an improv, a line. If a line comes into my head, I will not hesitate to use it. Why not? Why not use it?
Why not? Right.
We do a lot of takes in the show, and so there are lots of different ways you can do something, and I think that's what makes the show so good. Like in the opening scene of the pilot, I was trying to chug that.
Oh, so good, yeah.
Drink, right?
Right.
And I couldn't because, you know, you think you can chug a drink, but it's a lot to chug it.
Right.
And I'm not young anymore, so, and I did the spit take, and then I said, I can just forget this and we can reshoot it, or I said, oh, well, that was refreshing. And Zach, you can see, if you watch that, you can see him laughing. He has the cup up to his mouth, but he was laughing. That was just, you know, and that's the one they decided to keep, and I loved it. I thought it was great. And then the whole thing with the DeSante water.
So good.
That was my mom. You know, my mom could find the beauty in anything. So I channeled my mom there and said, well, you know, well, it's so robust and and it's a beautiful color. I might put this in the window. It's just lovely. You know, so what I tried to do was make the character as original as possible, but my main goal in the character every time is to make Louis Anderson disappear.
Well, it works. Louis Anderson, my guest tonight. He's got two shows at the City Winery this Sunday. City Winery on West Randolph in the West Loop. Two shows, both on Sunday night. We're talking about his show, Baskets, with Zach Galifianakis. I mean, your stand-up career, like I said in the intro, I mean, you started in the early 80s, and you have found a way to use your family for material. Your mom, of course, shows up in your stand-up routine, but it also, you know, obviously, as we see with Christine Baskets. But your dad was almost, was very inspirational for life with Louis and the routine as well. Talk about mining your parents and your upbringing for comedy.
Well, you know, I used to do just basically, I was a little more of a insult comic to begin with. And then one night, a guy was in the front row, and he was with his dad, obviously. You could just tell, you know, with the resemblance. And I go, hey, is that your dad? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it seems like you guys get along. He's nice, huh? And he goes, yeah, he never hits you? No, he never hit me. Huh? My dad never hit us either, but he carried a gun. And I go, he never hit us. He just go. And that whole thing got a big, big laugh. And I just ad-libbing it, you know. I realized right then that I could do stuff, even though my dad was, you know, an alcoholic and there was a lot of, you know, that verbal abuse and stuff, that I could remove the reality in one sense of it, but the subtext, I could keep the subtext of him carrying a gun. And so I changed and switched my whole act into talking about my family because obviously it was resonating with people. People would come up to me afterwards and go, my family's just like your family. My dad's just like your dad. And in fact, Life with Louis was in 18 countries. I have like 100,000 fans from Turkey and Romania and Poland. And, you know, this cartoon and this dad character resonated heavily, very, very, because that was an era of dads that, you were never in a war. Well, you don't know, you know, that kind of thing.
And right.
So, you know, I find my dad in my act again now when I'm doing this stuff because of the Trump and the Putin and I'm, you know, during I think the Khrushchev, my dad used. So, you know, I imagine my dad, you know, in this same situation, you know, because he made comments and what he didn't like, he spoke about. And there was a lot of absurdities, you know. Mm-hmm. One of my famous lines with my dad is, if I was the last person on earth, some moron would turn left in front of me. And I think that resonated with a lot. And me and my brother would go, I wish he was. And then, you know, my dad would go, I heard that. And then that whole idea, that rhythm, that sensibility and that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I guess for me, the reason I created Life with Louis is I didn't have a very good relationship with my dad. And so I wanted to make a cartoon that you could watch with your parents. And I feel like I accomplished that, you know. I feel like people could watch Life with Louis with their family and both people would get something out of it.
Whether it's your relationship with your family or self-esteem issues, your battle with your weight over the years, you have used comedy to talk about social issues, to talk about yourself. And, you know, as you know, you see this manifest itself with what we see on with Christine Baskets or what we saw with Life with Louis. I mean, how important is it to you that it's not just a good act that's comedy and seems to make people laugh, but it means something to you? It seems to be something that's a little bit more.
Well, you know, comics will come to me and I'll give them advice. They'll ask me for advice, and I'll go, I'll watch their act, and I go, well, what does it mean to you? You know, what does this material mean to you? Because if it doesn't mean anything to you, why would it mean anything to the audience? And I go, why are you wasting your time doing stuff that doesn't mean anything? You know, this is your life, and this is your new career. You should be talking about things that mean something to you, that you care about. You know, one of the most important things that happened to me was Roman Decaire, a great comic who, God rest his soul, is no longer with us, came up to me in my act one time after the show. I'd just done a whole bunch of material about my family. And he said to me, you know, if you do a clean act and if you do an act about your family, you'll become famous, Louis. There's no doubt in my mind. And it seemed to resonate with me and make sense. And he was, you know, he was an older gentleman, he was kind of like very fatherly towards all of us comics. And he he made sense to me. And so I say the same thing. And I guess I want to do stuff that I can believe in. Like, I can't, you know, if I'm going to do a joke about my mom and I say the first words out of my mom's mouth at a restaurant are, "Can we get some extra butter?" And the guy says to her, "Well, could we seat your party first, ma'am?" And so a joke like that keeps on resonating with people because moms do weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so then that just was one more step over to Christine. I remember I was shooting something and I said, we're shooting the scene. I go, "Well, I would do this. I would lay like this on the bed. My mom would lay like this and us kids would all lay around her." Mm-hmm. I said, "And that's how we would do it." And so that's what, those are the kind of things and nuances, you know, that I really try. And my mom always had like that scene with the thing where I say to Zach and Martha, "Why don't you start a greeting card company?" You know, have you seen the price of greeting cards? You know, I don't even care about how much a greeting card costs, but because of my mom, I look at the back of them. I want to know what I'm spending on a greeting card. And it all resonates from our family. "Oh, well, I think this is too expensive. It's a nice sentiment, but geez."
Louis Anderson's going to be at the City Winery this Sunday performing two stand-up shows right here in the West Loop. Of course, plays Christine Baskets, one of the greatest characters on television today. Don't take my word for it. He won the Emmy for Best Supporting Actor. Louis Anderson, can't thank you enough for joining us tonight on The Download. We appreciate it.
Keep listening to The Download with Justin Kaufman and those other people that hang around with him.